This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. I just got two more calls from other companies offering the same thing. So I think I'm going to wait because I don't feel like it's urgent anymore. That's three calls for offers. And I mean, I've only been, you know, the business has only been up for a month. So if I'm getting three in 1 month, then this can't be that rare of an opportunity.
Oh, well, so just to be clear, Dave, it's not that other companies don't do this. There are definitely other companies out there that do it. Specifically, our company, we only work with one business per industry, per area, to maximize the exposure and phone calls our clients are getting. So that's definitely something you want to look out for in a company, because if you're working with somebody who's working with multiple people in the same area that do the same thing, trying to maximize your exposure, then they're just putting their clients in competition with each other. You know what I mean? So that's something
right.
that as Google partners, as direct Google partners, we cannot do, because part of that partnership is being able to sustain our clients' growth as well as our clients' revenue. So,
Well, I mean, that other company is you know, I'm quoting them, is partners with Google as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, I mean, it's like he could be doing the same thing with the painting company. You could be doing the same thing with the painting company. And then the other company that called me, I can't remember what she said she was from. You know, she could be doing the same thing with the company, and all of these contractors are still in competition with each other anyway.
No, not once the listing is filled. So the calls will stop once the listing is filled, right? So it's with the Google partners, they can only fill the one industry per business per area. So once that listing is filled, the calls will stop to the area.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I were to try it, how long am I locked into?
Oh, it's a month-to-month price. So there's no contracts, no hidden fees, no extra taxes, nothing like that. I did quote you that $149. It would stay that $149 as long as you're with us, unless you decide you
want
to.
Well, right, but I mean, like, is it a year minimum?
No.
Or something?
Well, so we ask you to give it 2 months, Dave, to bring the full program to fruition, but that doesn't mean that you're paying 2 months up front or you're in any type of contract.
Okay. Okay, so the $149 was to get my website listed on the front page for the local area, and then you said something about mobile searches as well.
Mobile devices, getting you up to 60 directory listings. And then I know you just started out, so I'm not sure that you have much of an internet presence already, but one of the things we also
I have a website up. You know,
okay.
It looks great. It just hasn't been up for very long.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We would attach that website to your Google Business profile, and then optimize that website that you currently already have. I just don't have that in here. Let me look it up real quick so that I can attach that to your profile. One second. Hold on. So just to kind of go over how everything is going to work, Dave. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to I'm just going to get some very basics about your company. Then I'm going to set you up for payment and then set you up for a client interview. The client interview will most likely be for Monday if you have some time available on Monday. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, you know, depending on how many questions you have. From 5 to 7 days, we're going to get your reporting dashboard. This is where you'll be able to see everything going on with your account, as well as submitting your company with all the directory listings. Now, you do have some online presence, so we definitely would make sure that, you know, everything is cleaned up and, you know, correct across the board. And then we also would get you on mobile devices within about 10 to 12 days. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. We also need to get you that Google Business profile. They send you out a PIN verification for that. That takes about, you know, at the most like 10 days. So that's just to kind of break down how the process is going to work. Okay. I'm not, so you said your website is live already, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just give me that. So I'm having a little bit of a difficult time finding it. What is it?
It's solishsalem.com.
I love that name, Solish Salem. It's a really cool name. Okay.
It's hard to say in the mornings on the phone.
No, I love it, though. You definitely tell somebody, say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. All right. Okay. Oh, yeah, wow. Your website is amazing. Oh, I love it. It's super beautiful.
Yeah, my dude did a good job.
Yeah, I look at a lot of websites, and I definitely don't see websites as good as this. But it has everything you would need. I love the painting at the beginning. That's so cool. Okay, yeah. Awesome. Okay, so now, Dave, let's go ahead and get you set up. Now, do you have a middle initial?
A.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Egan, E-G-A-N.
Okay. And what's the best email for you?
David.Egan@SolishSalem.com.
Okay. Okay, and so is your first name, is it David, not Dave?
Either or. Legally, it's David.
Okay. I'll put in David, but I'll put in the notes here that you go by Dave, okay? Now,
yeah, I have no preference. Some of my friends call me Dave, some call me David. It doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay. Now, is the best, okay, so what, now I see on your home advisor listing that you have a P.O. box. Just so you know, when Google mails you out a PIN verification, it has to go to an actual physical address. It can't go to a P.O. box. Okay, what would that be?
1809 Wallace Road, Northwest, Salem,
okay.
97304.
Perfect. Okay, now I'm just going to get some basics about your company here, Dave. So what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
In between 9 and 5.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Okay. And then what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
Venmo, check. That's it for right now. I probably need to update technology on that front, but.
Okay, you take cash too, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but what's cash? Nobody uses cash anymore.
For sure.
I mean, I'll accept it, but I mean.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I mean, you know, I know there's like Square, which is really great. I just know, like, I've talked to a few business owners that they've ran into some problems with using some of these payment methods that have charged them a lot. So, I mean, I guess, you know, just since you're a newer company, I would just be kind of wary of that because they can take out a pretty large percentage of, you know, what
the... Well, the the easiest way, honestly, if somebody asks me, I'm at their door, I'll just tell them to mail a check.
Yeah.
I'll accept other forms, and I'd be willing to go down the rabbit hole to try and find some other way. But if it's something that charges a fee, I'm going to tack the fee onto a change order on the contract.
Okay. Okay. And now you do have a logo, right? I mean, I don't actually see one on
yeah.
your website, really. Okay, you have one.
No, he wasn't able to get it on there. We'll fix
okay.
that later.
And then, what's the best form of contact for you? Phone, text, email, all the above?
Any of them.
Okay. Now, anything that I'm going to mention is going to be included and won't cost you anything extra. Now, would you at all be interested in something called a call tracking number? Basically, this is just a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls are directed to your personal line. It also comes with an app, so the app you can kind of track.
Oh, I do not want more apps.
Okay, okay.
I'll just screen phone calls like a normal person.
Okay. Just to say, it's just a great way to kind of eliminate any type of spam calls.
Oh, I know. But nowadays, like, if you want to find something in Walmart that you can't find, you have to download a Walmart app and get a new password and login to be able to find some fucking milk.
Oh, my God.
I don't want any more logins.
No, you know what, Dave? I just went to a concert recently, and I couldn't record the concert because of all my apps. It was so ridiculous. Like, you know, my phone's, like, trying to get me to pay for an upgrade of data because, you know, I can't record it. I was so bummed out. I had to, like, delete a bunch of things just to record the concert. So I get it. I totally get it. Now, would you at all be interested, or do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
I do need one. Okay. I do not have one.
And then do you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account, like spouse, partner, anything?
I can always do that later, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, then no.
Okay. And then as far as your services, so they're going to get more extensive information from you in your client interview, but just like two or three keywords, like painting, obviously. What
interior, exterior paint. I could throw window installation, door installation on there too, I guess.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. Now let's go ahead and set up your client interview. So are you going to be, what time on Monday are you available?
9 o'clock.
Okay. Let me see if I have that available. 1 second. Okay, 9 o'clock is good. So it'll be from 9 to 10. So on Monday, either I will be calling you and transferring you over to your client interview person, or if I'm not available, they'll be calling you directly. But either way, the phone call will come from an 877 number. I believe I already texted you.
I answer all numbers.
Okay, great. I mean, I always just suggest it's best to save that in your phone anyways. Just save it under local splash 877-635-6225. Okay?
Okay.
So, but that will be automatically texted to you here in just a second. Here. Okay. Okay, 1 second here. And for the billing, is it going to be the same address? Or do you use your P.O. Box for billing?
Like, as far as me paying for this service?
Yeah, uh-huh.
We'll use the P.O. Box. That's what the card is under.
Okay, perfect. 1 second. So, and then that P.O. Box is going to be P.O. Box 13028, Salem, Oregon, right?
Yep, 97309.
Okay. All right, 1 second. Okay. Now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And Dave, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Five, four, seven, four. 1514-4035-3685.
Okay, and then the expiration?
One 25.
And then the 3-digit code on the back?
414.
Okay, so Dave, what I'm doing now is I'm updating and processing payment for the 149. I'm going to read you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just let me know and I'll go ahead and rephrase it, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Solish Construction, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Egan, owner and manager.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yep.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so Dave, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So basically what this means is we'll never call you asking for more money. If anybody else calls you, you have any question about it, I'm going to set up what's called a security question with you. So basically, anytime somebody calls you, just verify the security question. Let me go ahead and put that in right now. So the three questions would be your mother's maiden name, your pet's first name, or the city you were born in. Which one of those do you want to do?
City I was born in.
Okay, what was that?
Klamath Falls.
Klamath? Can you spell that for me?
K-L-A-M-A-T-H. Falls.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so anytime somebody calls about your account, you can always verify this question with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dave, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Mm-hmm.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically what this means is if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't really know what that would be. But, all right.
You know, like, sometimes, I mean, we're going to list you with Yelp, but, like, sometimes, like, Yelp, they, like, have a lead service on Yelp, right? And if for some reason you did something like that, we just don't want it to be a conflict with anything we're doing. So just let us know about it. That's all.
Okay.
Okay. So, Dave, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 21st, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $149. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 21st of the month in the amount of $149. Now, Dave, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. If you do this, you need to contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So we're all done with that. So just the very last thing that I'm going to do with you, Dave, is have you sign our terms. Now, it should have come to you in a text message right now. It says, David A., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. Now, if you could do me a favor and open up that link. This is everything that we discussed in writing. Take your time, look it over. If you have any questions, let me know. When you're done looking it over, go ahead and scroll to the bottom of it. There's a little white box that says that I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card, and in the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know, okay?
Okay, I've confirmed it, and now it's asking me for a username and password.
Yeah, perfect. So, Dave, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. Okay.
Okay, so, what's this? Because I mean, the last thing I need is another report that I've got to do every month.
Oh, no. It's just this is where you're going to be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving on your profile, even the location of the searches that are performed. I'm actually going to just send you a YouTube video of exactly how it works. So it's not anything you need to do with it. I mean, if you had like a website through us, right? I know you don't, but it's like, let's say you did. It's something that you could like send in pictures through, stuff like that. So it's just a communication form with us as well.
Okay.
So I sent you over that YouTube video. I did send you my extension and phone number. So, Dave, at any time if you need anything escalated or you just need a question answered, you can always feel free to reach out to me directly, okay? And okay. Again, just save that 877 number in your phone, and we will be contacting you on the 24th at between 9 and 10, okay?
Okay. So what do I do with this username and password? Am I supposed to make something?
No, I mean, you can bookmark it, but you'll get the login credentials for it within 5 to 7 business days emailed to you.
Oh, so that's not a prompt, that's something that I have to do right now?
No, no, no. Not for the next 5 to 7 days. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ignoring it then.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so, Dave, you're all set up. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, not now.
Okay, well, hey, I'm excited to get you started on your marketing, and, you know, I really do hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye, Dave.
Bye.